الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يريدون ليطفئوا نور الله بأفواههم والله متم نوره ولو كره الكافرون. صدق الله المولان العظيم. The enemies of Islam have always been trying to destroy Islam. From their point of view, that is what their great achievement will be. And for that, they have been using different forms in order to destroy Islam. We all know, firstly, was their open attacks, like the Crusades, and they attacked Islam. After that, then Shaitan taught them another way to attack Islam, and that is they prepared the Orientalists. The Orientalists wrote books on and in praising Islam and various people and aspects of the Muslims and Islam. For example, a book was written on the great virtues and the honorable characteristics of Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, whole book in his praises. But then he leaves one poisonous arrow, and na'uzu billah, he states in there that Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu used to fabricate hadith. Na'uzu billah. Now, just that one little poison, a person reading it thinks that this person loves Islam, the Muslims, is praising, and so what this one point, what he's saying, must be correct. And that one doubt created leads to other doubts, and doubts on doubts, and then a person becomes weaker and weaker until he even goes out of the fold of Islam, and then he influences other people also. Anyway, that was also one of their ploys. Then came a time when they started using young people, young men, and training them against Islam and putting in their minds in various ways. Many times they would not even know about it themselves, that they are being used. Other times, then, properly they know and they are getting paid or whatever, and they are being used against Islam. So that was also a ploy. And when the modernists, these people came with modernist ideas, with Salafi ideas, with all other wrong ideas which are planted in them by these kuffar, intentionally or unintentionally they follow, knowingly or unknowingly they follow in that. And through that they were causing harm to Islam. Then now has come a time, a very sad time, that they are using the ulama for the same purpose now. They realized also that when they were doing it, Muslims should not accept because they are the enemy. When the tricks of the Orientalists also did not work anymore, then they used the modernists. And the modernists who were not ulama, then also the Muslim public would not accept readily what they say because They are not ulama. Now Shaitan has put in them that use the ulama, because readily the Muslims accept what the ulama say. And also at the same time, when some ulama will be playing that tune, then the other ulama will want to stick to deen. Then it will cause a fight between them, and this confusion will also add fuel to the fire. And that will also, for them, it will be beneficial for their what notorious and evil agendas they have to serve those agendas of theirs. At this point, to digress a little bit, we should also remember that Shaitan works on us, as it comes in the hadith, that when we are unmindful of Allah, we are in ghaflat, then he puts his poison into the heart. So when we have become weak on our deen, as it is mentioned in the Hadith Sharif, a cow that grazes on the in the center part of the land, that cow is safe. And the cow that grazes on the border at any time, it can go over into the neighbor's land, and then when it goes there, those people will take sticks and hit it or throw stones at it and chase it away. In other words, all difficulties will come. So we also, when we are at the borders, and that is, it comes in the hadith, it is mentioned that our iman is the most important, the central core, the most important thing on which Allah will grant us our jannat, inshallah. And Allah forbid, if we lose it, then it will be jahannam. So that iman is right at the center. And to protect it, Allah gave us our faraid of namaz, roza, zakat, all the faraid. And to protect the faraid, Allah gave us our wajibat. And to protect the wajibat, the sunnat-e-mu'akkada. And to protect the sunnat-e-mu'akkada, the sunnats, ghair-mu'akkada, the nawafil, the mustahabbat. So if we use all that, then we'll have proper protection of our iman. But just like we have security for our houses, we might be right in the center, like in the bedroom, and we protect ourselves, we keep the bedroom door locked. Then many people in the passage, they have a security gate also. Then the doors that are leading out of the house, whether it is at the kitchen or at the front door, wherever, that also we lock. And then we have security doors on that also. And then we have alarm systems also. And then we have at the boundary wall, boundary, our gates, etc. And we have security there also. We have security fencing and secure alarm systems there also. So if we keep all that, then it is difficult for an intruder, a crook, to come directly. But if we have removed all that, our gates are lying open, the doors of our house are lying open, and right through everywhere, it's all lying open. And we are there, and our families are there, our wealth also is there. Now for a crook, a thief to come, is just a walk-in thing. Like that, we have removed all the securities of our iman, and now shaitan is right there, where he just walks into our heart and steals our iman, putting the doubts, putting wrong ideas, etc. And also we know, like in the house, for our security, or the shops, factories, wherever, if we don't have all that security, crooks are not walking around all the time. But shaitan, much more, all the time, he's moving around. And our nafs are itself that wants to steal from us, the crook from within, that also is there. So we have removed all our security, so we have made ourselves totally vulnerable. And that has come now in the form that we hear regularly, that a person will be a mu'min in the morning, by the evening he'll have lost his iman. Or he'll be a mu'min in the evening, by the morning he'll have lost his iman. And يَبِيعُ دِينَهُ بِعَرَضٍ مِّنَ الدُّنْيَا أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. For small, small, petty things, we will sell our iman. So the most important thing is, let us put our securities back in place. All our faraid, do them properly. All the faraid. Then our wajibat, sunnat muakkada, and then all our sunnat ghair muakkada, our munafils, our mustahabs, our adab, all these things we should put back in place and secure our iman. Anyway, when we have not done this, now they have prepared the ulama from within, and they work also in such a way that from before also, they used to look for those ulama. And very sadly, we find this a global trend. Throughout the world, there are the ulama that have been bought over, or that they are working consciously, unconsciously, knowingly, unknowingly. They are serving the agenda.